Our study this morning comes from Psalm 71, and we're going to ask this question: what does old age have to offer? Now, as far as our listeners go, we have some that are termed senior citizens, some perhaps who are much younger, but yet we're all doing what? Getting older. So this would apply to all of us, no matter what our age would be. And this psalm does not have a title. It is said by some commentators to be anonymous. However, there are several indications that this psalm was written by the inspired psalmist David. You'll see the terms "my rock and fortress," "my enemies," and "make haste." And these expressions are found in many of David's psalms. And another point would be that the Septuagint and the Latin Vulgate ascribe Psalm 71 to David. So very likely it was written in David's final years as king, as he reigned 40 years, 2 Samuel 5:4. So as we study Psalm 71 with other passages, of course, to be added, we can learn about what old age has to offer. And not only that, but the value of the elderly in God's kingdom. And we'll begin our study in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning, yes sir, to PFE. And we know that stands for preparing for eternity, something every one of us should be doing if we're of the age of accountability. Now, we want to take this opportunity to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street, right here in Martinsville, as we come together in our Bible classes. We're, of course, studying the precious Word of God. And then as we come together to worship God, we strive to do so in accordance to the New Testament pattern. That would be in truth. But something else needs to be involved. That would be in spirit with a good attitude, John 4:24. I can assure you that you will receive a warm welcome. And something else we want to mention, if you are willing to sit down and study the Bible together, we would love to set that up at your convenience. And if you're with Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, you can send those to us. We would be glad to get that at the address again, 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. Also, our office phone number, area code 765-342-6027, and our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.org. Now let's get to Psalm 71, and we'll just go ahead and read the first 13 verses. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from the womb. Notice that, from the womb thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled by Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Here it is. Notice. Forsake me not when my strength falleth. My enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. So, we can entitle this section, The Complaints of Old Age. David, if he's the inspired writer, is somewhat fearful, as you can see, as he's pleading to God in behalf of his safety. And this also could be due to old age. And as we go now to Ecclesiastes 12, 3 through 4, we can get a description of what happens to one's health in old age. As we notice, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grounding is low, and he and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Well, the house here probably referring to the body, and thus the keepers are the arms and hands, and you bow and bow with the legs. They're bent. Grinders are referring to the teeth. And we know what happens as we get older to our teeth. Sometimes we need dentures. The windows, poor eyesight. And the bird wakes you up, the slightest thing, a light sleeper, of course, is referred to as well. So, again, getting back to David, he had many problems during his life. If we were to recall all these situations, it would take some time. But just to mention briefly, of course he had an enemy like Saul and other enemies as well of nations. Family problems. Ammon, his son, raped Tamar, his half-sister. David then sinned with Bathsheba and had a child out of wedlock. Had Uriah, her husband, killed, and all these things. The death of the child, of course, happened, just to mention a few. So, as you think about what all happened in David's life, this would have an effect on his health as well. A mental attitude can cause health problems, as we see this in our society today. Now, David did not let those problems overcome him. But what? He kept his faith in God, and he turned to God for strength, as we see in verses 1 through 5, as we just read. Now, we need to know this, all of us. Satan is after the elderly as well as the young folks. So what do we need to do? We need to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. So all Christians need to follow James as he was inspired in giving us this advice. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4, 7 and 8. Well, that's inspired advice. We better heed it. But let's go on in our study of Psalm 71 and pick up with verse 14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, there's the point we're studying, isn't it? O God, forsake me not until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto thee? Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Well, here's the compensations of old age. We've seen the complaints, yes, but there's also the compensations of old age. Wisdom can be an advantage of old age. Of course it can. And we need to be knowledgeable of God's Word and, of course, live by it. As you know, Job had a number of problems caused by Satan. But yet he did not give up the faith. And he had wisdom in doing so. As you study Job 28, 12 through 23, that is dealing with wisdom, and it will be very helpful to encourage us all to seek wisdom from God. As James 3, 13 through 18 point out, wisdom cometh from above, from heaven. Now, Elihu, who was one of those that came to visit Job in his distress, and he kept quiet after listening to all the speeches, as the other three friends were accusing Job of being sinful and causing all his problems. But notice what Elihu said in Job 32:7. Days should speak, and multitude of years should teach wisdom. Well, he was right. And we need to understand how much this can mean to us as we seek out wisdom from those who are faithful in the Lord's church and have many years of experience. And we should utilize our older faithful brethren's wisdom. Have you ever come away from visiting a shut-in and thinking how blessed you were by this elderly saint? Well, I know I have. And probably many of you listening would agree. Good judgment can be an advantage of old age. When Rehoboam sought the counsel of the older men, they used good judgment and gave wise counsel. But Rehoboam heeded not the wise counsel. Oh no, he went to the younger men and heeded their advice. And what was the result? A divided kingdom. That's what happened, wasn't it? 1 Kings 12, 6 through 8 is the account there. So young people, listen to the older people who have good judgment. And their life will show that they use good judgment. And you would be very wise to seek out their wisdom and their judgment. Experience. Something else we need to mention about the compensations of old age: wisdom, good judgment, and experience can be an advantage of old age. We've often heard the expression, the famous school of hard knocks. Well, that can be a great learning experience if one graduates from the school of hard knocks, of course. Now, experienced elders deacons, teachers, preachers, and missionaries are vital to the work of the church, are they not? Well, notice one of the qualifications of an elder in 1 Timothy 3:6, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride fall into the condemnation of the devil. So this is one thing he's not to be. And you can understand why God would have that in these qualifications for an elder, the office of a bishop. Well, something else is a compensation of old age, and that is patience. Of course it can be an advantage of old age. And this is a qualification, again, for elders. 1 Timothy 3, verse 3, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. So patience. Yes, all Christians are to add what to their faith? Patience. 2 Peter 1:6, and to knowledge, temperance, that would be self-control, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness. So let's be sure we're adding the Christian graces to our faith, which, of course, includes patience. Generally speaking, the older we become, the more patient we become. That's right. And that, again, is generally speaking. But let's go on now to Psalm 71 again and notice verses 22 through 24 to finish out the psalm. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. Here is the confidence of old age. That's right. When we are faithful to God, no matter how old we are, we can be confident of our eternal salvation. Notice with me Proverbs 16:31. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Psalm 37:25. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken? Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Well, that's right. And having a healthy sense of humor can be a blessing for those around us. Well, I think we would all agree. This again is Proverbs 15:13-15. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. And now verse 15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. So there can be overdoing it with humor. We all know that we don't want to be lighthearted all the time. There are times to be very serious. But again, having a healthy sense of humor, that certainly can be a blessing for those that we come in contact with. So again, this is the confidence of old age. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Now I want us to notice, with the time remaining, some examples of older people in service to God, like Abraham and Sarah. Genesis 24:1, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. This was after Sarah had died. Well, of course, Hebrews 11:11, in the great hall of faith, as we refer to Hebrews chapter 11, notice Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old when Isaac was born. Genesis 21:5 and 17:17. Moses was 80 when God called him to lead Israel out of the Egyptian bondage. Deuteronomy 34:7. Well, as you can subtract 40 years from 120 and you get 80. Well, notice another example. This now is in the New Testament, Luke 2:36-37. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. That's what we're studying again, and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And notice verse 37, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. She was a widow at the age of 84 years, and she was in God's service. What about Zacharias and Elizabeth? Another good example of elderly folks serving God faithfully. Luke 1:6-7. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Note that. We know, of course, John the Immerser was their son, the forerunner to Christ. Well, what about the Apostle Paul? What a great example to finish on. Well, we'll look at two more examples, Paul and John. But notice, as Paul was in prison in Rome, this is Philemon, verse 9. Yet for love's sake I rather beseech thee, being such a one as Paul the aged. That's what it says, isn't it? Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul could say as he neared the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4:6-8, for I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. We want to be of those that love his appearing. And John, the Apostle John, of course, we want to note him as an example of an older person in the service to God, because he referred to himself as the elder when writing by inspiration his 2nd and 3rd epistles, 2nd John 1 and 3rd John 1. You know, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John are said to have been written around A.D. 90. And John's gospel account in the book of Revelation, some take the early date before A.D. 70, but it's my view that it's the later date, that during the reign of Domitian, that was during towards the end of the first century. And John was the only apostle to have died of old age. That's right. So as aged saints, let us be good examples before others as faithful Christians, having wisdom, having that experience to share with others, certainly having patience and using good judgment. And we can be of great value in the service to God and bringing glory to His holy name. Yes. So what does old age have to offer? Well, it has a lot to offer. As long as we are in the Lord's church, faithfully serving God, until that last breath. So we will never be too old to serve God and to be useful in the kingdom. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, Psalm 92:14, and Titus 2:2-5, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. And so, let us all strive to have respect and honor for the elderly. Leviticus 19:32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I'm the Lord. So as we grow older, may we grow stronger in the Lord and realize that we can be confident and productive in our service to God. We're never going to get too old for that. Even if we end up a shut-in in a nursing home, we can still pray and give good advice, sharing our wisdom and experience, using that good judgment. Of course, some have gotten Alzheimer's and dementia. We understand that's beyond their doing. And of course, when they die, they're going to die in the arms of the Lord and be in paradise until the second coming. Don't we look forward to being together in eternity with all those who have gone on before us? We should be looking forward to that great day and be prepared when it comes. And so this morning we want to invite anyone that has not obeyed the gospel to study with us further, and we will assist you in obeying the gospel. We have to hear the truth. Faith comes that way. Romans 10:17. Now we're ready to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the only begotten Son of God. In John 8:24, except ye believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Well, once we believe, we're motivated now to do the will of God. So we're going to get out of sin. We're not going to stay in a sinful situation. We're going to change our will and do the will of God. Luke 13:3-5. Having repented and gotten out of a sinful situation, we're ready now to make the good confession unto salvation, stating, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Romans 10:9-10. Now we're ready, having made the good confession, to be immersed into the watery grave of baptism, where we're going to contact the precious blood of Christ that washes away our sins. And as we come up out of the water to walk in newness of life, he's going to add us to his body, the true church. Acts 2:47. Notice Romans 6:3-6. And study these passages. And we thank you so much for listening today.